is M2OIQ, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name here is Dan. That is out every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Club repeater, 146.655 millers. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville, Jackson Hill. This is a permanent and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without Mercy traffic. Mercy traffic has plenty all times, so they can break at any time. Is there any Mercy traffic out? Mercy traffic out at this time? Are there any portables, battery powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Do we have any Echo Link stations wishing to check in? Please call now. This is N2OIQ, not control for the Black Revised Service Net. We will now take all regulars and members. Please call now.
KA2VLA.
KD2AIT, good evening. Okay, hearing KA2VLA, good evening, Clint. KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. Any other stations at this time? Okay, KA2VLA, good evening, Clint. How was everything with you this evening? Rain here in Glenville.
N2OYQ, good evening, Dan. This is KA2VLA. Well, we've hit quite a lot of rain this evening. It's come right down in bucketfuls. Well, I had another doctor's call today down to Utica, so 6 calls in 3 weeks. So there isn't much to talk about. I guess we'll say 73. Go back and watch my ball game. My team is lost behind 2-0. Got to go and give them a little support.
Okay, very good, Pat. Very good. Yeah, go back and watch the ball game. Hopefully they pull it out for sure. But time will tell. Okay, very good, Pat. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. And we'll go on to Jeff. KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Dan. It's KD2AIT. Oh, we're doing all right. We've had to work most of the day. In fact, we've had to work all the day. So we're going to work into tonight, too. Trying to get a bunch done. WA2LK is he's out of St. Luke's. He's going to spend a few days here up at Sunset there, getting himself rehabbed up so he's all good to go. But otherwise, he's looking pretty good. He's just got to get some of his strength back there, and he'll be back at home doing what he's always doing. So going to try to get down there tomorrow and visit him now that he's all settled in. So that's about it here. Can't think of anything else. So we'll turn it back to you, N2OIQ. This is KD2AIT, clear and listening.
Okay, very good, Jeff, on that report there showing on Harry there. So he never made it home then? Or did he make it home and went ahead and go back again?
No, he hasn't made it home yet. He went from the, you know, he's all done at the hospital, everything they had to do there. So he's just got to, he's been in there for a while. So he lost a little strength. So they're just going to get him some exercise there at the nursing home. And they have a great physical therapy program there. Much better than, you know, what they can do at the hospital there. And plus it makes it right close here at home. And so they're going to get him, strengthened back up. And then he'll be back at the house. So we don't know how many days he'll be up there at the nursing home, but maybe a week. So we'll see.
Okay, very good, Jeff, on that report there for sure. Very good. Hope it comes along pretty good there for sure. So, okay, very good. And thanks a lot for checking in this evening, and we'll deal with you and see if there's any other stations that would like to check into the Black River Valley Service Net. Please call now. KC2WI. KC2WI, hi Pete, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. Pretty much worked all day, although I took a... I was smart, finally, and did it, just did it. Took a break in the middle of the day, and around, I don't know what time it was, actually, maybe it was 1:30, and went out, went for a little run, did a few things around the yard, and I broke up the inside all day kind of thing, so it's interesting that I'm not really tired, but if I sat in here and just cranked away, probably around 5, 6 o'clock, I would have just kind of wound right down and gotten very non-efficient, non-productive, whatever. So, my original plan, I called a guy up towards Chase Lake. I figured if he wanted me to come up and do something today, if I get a hold of him, it would be a good excuse to drive up there and go for a walk in the woods or something before or after, but I didn't get him. And then... it was just... I was going to maybe do it anyway, but I did a few more things here, and it got kind of dark. I said, I'm just going to go outside here for a little bit. And I fully expected around 2:30, 3 o'clock, I just about get done with my run down the road and back, and you know, it'd be about raining. Well, the sun came back out, it was pretty nice for about another 2-3 hours. KC2WI.
Okay, very good, Dan, your report there this evening. Yeah, it turned out being a pretty nice day there for sure, and then it started getting cloudy and started raining. Still rain out there, it does. It's raining pretty good. I can hear from here, I can hear it hitting on the windows. So. Okay, very good, Pete. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OYQ, Net Control for the Black Revised Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins or any comments or inquiries for the net.
KA2ZZ. Hi, Dan.
KA2ZZ. Good evening, Jack. How are you doing this evening?
Well, we're doing fairly the middle. We have no major problems, I guess. Just kind of, I know they're listening, we're just getting a light rain down here at the moment. We had some pretty high winds come through around nightfall. You know, I'd say around 6 o'clock. But no storms and just rain. We got up to 75. Right now we're sitting at 50, looks like 50, I can't see without my flashlight, 51.3. So, otherwise it was a beautiful day. In fact, I did some work outside today as well. So that's about it. Not an awful lot to report. Just say 73SWAL, KA2ZZ.
Very good, Jack. Any reports there this evening? Yeah, we got 56 here at the present time, but I think that cold front is coming from the west, headed east. So you might be here, that's a little bit colder there. We are here at the present time. I know earlier at 6 o'clock on the news or weather, I was watching it, and Buffalo, that part of time, it was a lot cooler there than it was here also at that time. So it's all moving east, so anyway. Yeah, it'll cool for the next 2-3 days, and then it's supposed to go back up, go the other way again, so, and come back up, so that'd be great. Okay, very good, Jack. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. You and Carol have a good night. We'll start to that, and we'll talk to you again. This is N2OYQ. If you have any further check-ins or any comments or inquiries, please call now. Okay, that's it for this evening. I want to thank all the stations that check in this evening, and all of our listeners that may be listening to the NAP each evening. And so with that, this is N2OYQ, now closing the Black Revised Service NAP. We're clear.
that is it for the Atlanta County traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic calls. Stations are welcome. Stations come up, please. Any stations for Rockton tonight with or without traffic? May I make one more try? KA2000Z for Rockton. Any additional stations, any stations that would like to check in with or without traffic? Stations come up, please. Nothing heard. KA2000Z returning to the 17.